Hello, everybody.
Thank you.
Wow. Oh my God, my ears are bleeding. Hold on. Well, thank you, everyone. Wow, it's great. And thank you very, very much for being here in our fourth course, a conference call. And I'm hoping that all of you, I met some of you. I just did a tour in New England last week, and I met some of you there who came up to me and said, you're doing the course. And I hope that you stayed consistent, as I mentioned before, because it is a very strong. That's progressive. Each day is very, very, you know, changes and really builds upon the day previous. So I hope you guys have followed that. I'd love to hear the feedback from a lot of you. And also, we had a lot of stuff to go over because you had some wonderful homework assignments and the gifts, the symbolic guidance of spirit we talked about, the rainbow of light, the goal, the assignment, bring balance and brightness to all parts of the body and release anything the surface, and of course the sacred prayer. So anyway, I'd like to hear from you. There's a lot of callers, and I'll try to get through as many people as possible. And again, remember, this has nothing to do with readings, anything like that. This is all about the 28-day transformation. So if you could keep your questions short and sweet and get through as many people as possible, love it. So Emily is with me, and hello, Emily.
Hi, James.
Hi, honey. And so Emily's going to help me just pick out the people from Facebook page and also from the conference call list that we have in front of us. Thanks, Emily.
Okay. You're welcome. So you ready to start?
Yeah, I'm ready to jump on in. I'm ready. I've been waiting for this for days.
I can tell.
Yeah, so excited.
Okay, let's go to the name that's coming up is Patricia at a 305 area code.
Miami, Florida.
Oh. Hi, James.
Hi, is that Patricia?
Yeah, oh my God, I can't believe I'm talking to you.
Hi, Patricia, nice to speak with you.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call, and also thank you for, over 10 years ago, you came to Florida, and you did a reading for me. Well, I mean,
okay.
I was in the audience, and
great.
You really, really, really helped me a lot and changed my life with that reading.
I can't thank you enough.
No,
well,
it was
thank
amazing.
Thank you. Very good. Well, nice.
So I read all your books since then and before and anyway, so thank you.
Well, thank you, honey. How are you enjoying the course?
Good. I finished the course that we just finished it. And my question was, at the end, I was kind of like depressed for a few days, and I wanted to know if it was related to that, and if it's normal, if it's like mm-hmm. a reaction that can happen, and if it means anything, or if it's good, bad, or it went away.
Okay.
But I was like, I don't know if it's because of that. Did it bring stuff up? Am I doing something wrong? I don't know.
Okay, so number one, Patricia, first of all, thank you very much. And number two, mm-hmm. Remember, you're very different than you would have been a month ago, and you would look mm-hmm. at things differently, and it does bring up a lot of stuff, whether it's patterns, thoughts you've been holding on to, belief systems, who you think you are. It brings up all of that stuff to question, and it really,
yeah.
Where are you at with that? So you're not the old self, you're the new self. And when you release mm-hmm. a lot of the old stuff, whether it's toxic thoughts, patterns,
mm-hmm.
feelings,
mm-hmm.
holding on to old emotions, holding on to other people's energy, you're letting go, you're releasing, and it's goodbye. There's a little bit of a grief. There's a little bit of goodbye to the old, hello to the new. So one will often, it's very, very normal to experience sadness, a sense of grief, a sense of letting go. That's really, really normal. If you didn't feel that, and if all the callers mm-hmm. didn't feel a sense of that, then something's not right. Because you should feel a sense of letting
go. It's actually good.
Normal.
It's a good sign. Okay.
It's a great
That's
sign.
Good.
It means
oh,
you're
wow.
doing it right, and you're the process is working. Okay?
Thank you so much. Thank
all right, my
so
love.
Much.
Take care, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
It's funny, James, actually quite a few people on Facebook have commented that they're having withdrawal and they're sad that it's ended. And then some people are asking if they can revisit it. And yes, you can. It's always available to you in your account. You can do any part you want, anytime you want.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people ask me too on the road. And it's, yes, you can go back and take any part of the course that you feel you need more work with or more understanding or more insights. And that's what I love about the courses that I've done for the school. It's like once you have them, you can do it for the rest of your life. I mean, that's the way we made it, because I feel it's important to do that. And it's a good place. A lot of people have withdrawal, a lot of people because they get into that space, but the people have to remember it's always available for them. They're always there. It hasn't gone anywhere. They're finding a new part of themselves, which is a great thing. It's a glorious thing. It's a celebration.
Yay, we like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go to 928-768 is what's coming up.
Okay.
Hi, James. This is Susan Lee in Arizona.
Hi, Susan Lee in Arizona. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm just wonderful, wonderful. I don't have a question, except I just wanted to comment how incredible the course was. There were so many things I loved, and I loved the web when we took the web off, and I took, like, slime off, and the gifts and the symbols and the sacred prayer. Just so wonderful. So I just wanted to thank you.
Oh, thank you, Susan. And you know what? You really, and again, you can use it over and over again. So these are tools that you can use for the rest of your life. And,
yes.
it'll change according to your, you know, how you shift and your awareness changes and your consciousness changes. It'll change. So those tools will shift a little bit too. So the foundation is there. But you might find that as you work in a certain exercise, something else comes in for you because you've moved up. You're expanding. So don't be surprised about that. So
I'm sure of that. Every morning I use your Soul Journey cards and pull one, and they're very inspirational to me. So thanks a lot for that, too.
Thanks, Susan Lee. I appreciate it. I'll see you again in Phoenix soon.
Okie dokie. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye, honey.
Perfect. And just a reminder, everyone, you can press *6 to get in the queue to ask
a
question.
Yes, *6. Okay. Raise your hand, *6.
Let's go to 310-702.
Okay. Los Angeles, California.
Redondo Beach, California.
Darn it, I was close. Okay.
Hi, I kind of have a two-part question. I'm on the second week of forgiveness, and the first part is going through and thinking of the people you want to forgive. I kind of go back and forth with that. I'll go through phases in my life where I 100% release and forgive it. And then
What's your name?
My name is Erin.
Erin. So, Erin, so let me ask you this. Did you do the meditation, the mind journey, where you go and you meet those people, like in a spirit side, and they turn around and you have to, those are the people you have to forgive? Have you done that exercise yet?
I have, and I've done it a little different in the past, that I've been taught from different ways. And, like in the past, I maybe had a year and a half, 2-3 years where I fully just released it all, and then it'll come back slowly. And then when I do those exercises, it might last for like a moment or a few weeks or a few months, but it's almost like something will happen and it triggers the resentment again.
So it's the old trigger. It's the old patterns that you have to release. So another thing for you, which I talked a little bit about, was in each one of those, whether you want to name a person or a situation. So let's say, let's say it's a relative who abused you as a child, emotionally or mentally or whatever. You write there and you can't forgive it. Whatever it is, and this is a general example. Let's say you have a hard time forgiving that, releasing that. So what I would do too is then after the meditation exercise, I would definitely write down their name, and I'd write down that aspect of why, and you can't forgive them. Why can't you forgive them? What part of them can't you forgive? And then why can't you forgive them? And then if we take it one step longer, we say insightful and say, you know, we are all connected. We're all one being, really. So there's something within myself that I have to forgive in order to forgive that other person. So it's a matter of a journey of discovery. What within yourself cannot come into wholeness of being that you're holding on to that you cannot release? And it's a discovery. So, you know, it's hard. It's not an easy thing because many times it's taken years and years and years of situations for that, for you not to forgive them, or it's built up, resentment is built up, and guilt is built up. So it's a sense of discovery. Number one, celebrate that you're on this road of discovery, that you're doing it. It might not come very easily, but at least you're opening up that door and seeing what's inside. So that's good. That's a really good thing. And just take your time with it. And like I said, discover what aspects of yourself you have to forgive first. What are you holding on to? And why? What good are they serving you? Why are you holding on to them? Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. And then the other part still on the forgiveness is one of the lessons I've been learning mainly the past 5 years is I have a tendency to fight other people's battles for them. Like, I feel like I can take on everyone's problems. I'm more capable. So I've been really good at stepping back and knowing, like, I'm kind of interfering with their lessons. But with the forgiveness
Healthy boundaries. Got to learn healthy boundaries. And when boundaries work, I'm going to do a class on boundaries.
Yeah, I'm pretty good with
that now.
Yep. But it's like right now I have issues with, well, I guess I don't have issues, but my boyfriend has issues with boundaries with his family members, and this is my biggest lesson, is not interfering or
not
getting involved.
Not to interfere, because that's his journey. That's right. So you can, and
right,
it's very true of a lot of us here who are like empaths or sensitive people or psychic people here taking this course. It's like you want, and healers, you want to help. You really just want, well, you're coming from the space of helping them, but the person might not be ready to receive that. Your boyfriend might not be ready to hear what you're saying, and that's a hard thing, especially when you're sensitive, you're clairvoyant, or you're a healer, and you want to help them, you want to heal them. They have to go on their journey, and it's really hard sometimes to watch people having to do it. So all you can do is
I'm letting him do it. I'm actually really proud of myself. He's
good.
One of my biggest lessons in letting that happen. But for myself, being just like, I don't have kids, but I'm like the mama bear type, is the anger I feel and resentment that I kind of get from his family kind of looking at them like, how can you be putting him through this? And sometimes
I
can let it go, and other times it's like, it's
just
overwhelming.
Okay, great, Erin. This is a great one, and for everyone that's listening on the call, it's a great one. And why is it a great one? Because let's step back and look at this. It's really a lesson of life. So if you get the situation that you get angry about someone treating someone that way, and it's appropriate for you to say that's not good to do that, or that person, you know, you should say to them, that's not right, they shouldn't treat you that way. But one thing you can do is, and this is about life, every situation, if we would just step back and not jump in with an emotional reaction, with a knee-jerk reaction, and most every single person is used to programming where they have to jump in and there's a defense mechanism where I got to save that. That can't happen. If we can start learning, Erin, to reprogram ourselves and everybody that's listening and stop, take a few breaths, and instead of going into an emotion, say, okay, what am I observing here? What is the soul lessons that these souls are interacting with? What's the lessons they're learning from each other? That's all you can do. If you get in the way, you might cloud up the situation. You might get in the way, and they can't get that lesson. You can observe it. So just gently observe it, compassionately observe it, and don't have a knee-jerk emotional reaction. And that's true of every situation in life. The more you can be objective about it, the better. Because I'll tell you something, when you meet people, whenever you meet somebody, you're not only meeting them right in front of you, the physical right in front of you, but you're also meeting all of their history that they've ever had. You see what I mean? So that's
right.
What you could use, okay?
Okay, so then if his family member's trying to attack me, should I just kind of not engage, like just not respond?
Don't engage. Observe. And just become aware of the behavior. Say, okay, what kind of behavior is this? What patterns are they playing out? What drama are they playing? And you can just be the psychologist. You don't have to share it with them, but just observe. The more you become observant of not only that situation, but other people in your life, how they carry on, you begin to see what patterns there are, and you begin to see what their history is without even them telling you, because you'll see how their patterns make them behave. So be observant. I want you to start being observant now. Instead of reacting, observing. All right.
Okay. Okay. I'm not outwardly reacting. It's just emotional reactions that I keep.
Okay, so you have to balance that. Emotional, spiritual, mental, and physical. It's all going to be in balance.
Okay.
So if the emotions are thrown off, it's going to throw all the other bodies off. It'll throw off your mental self.
Okay.
It'll throw off the physical self. It's true. It's like a teeter-totter. Everything's got to be in balance. All right?
Okay.
Just check in with yourself and see what's going on.
Okay.
All right, honey. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay, let's go to 813347.
Hi, James. It's Michelle in Florida.
Oh, hi, Michelle. Hi, Michelle in Florida. What part of Florida?
I'm in Claremont, Florida, but I actually called you yesterday on the radio and we were disconnected.
Oh, well, here we are today.
I know,
yes.
I know.
I remember you were line number 9 and I pressed it and I asked for your name and no one came up.
Yes, I was in Spring Hill, Florida, and you were like, I've never heard anyone from Spring Hill, Florida. And then I'm like, hello, and it was gone.
So we're meant to be here today. There you go. That's why it happened.
Exactly. Okay, well, I feel like I'm having like a block with the visualization. So like I start the program, kind of get a little frustrated, and then redo it. So is there a way that like I don't feel like I keep going because I'm not really getting the benefit, so I'm like restart it. Is there a way that I feel like I can unblock the visualization part?
So you're very in your head, so you're very in the human part of you, right? So that you as a soul, 20% of us is in the body, 80% of who we are out of the body. So as a soul being, only 20%, if we can just, it's a number, which I don't like to say exactly 20%, but the point is that only a small part of your soul is in the physical body. The major part of you is outside the body. So just remember that first of all. So if you can just visualize even the sun, and go back to when you were a girl, a little girl, and you used your imagination because you used to do a lot of storytelling, you know? As kids, we create stories and fantasies. Go back to that mindset and don't feel you got to get it right. Just do whatever you can do. It doesn't have to be exactly, I wanted you to see a home and I wanted you to see this room. Just do it as you feel it. Make it fun. So make it just a fantasy, the sun, the clouds. Every one of us, and they can relate to this, when you were a young girl, maybe you looked up at the clouds and you see faces in the clouds, right?
Yep.
You did that. Go there.
Absolutely.
Start doing that. Imagine that you're lying on your back looking up at the clouds and start using that focus. And then whatever pops into your head, you know the end of it. You know that we have to get to. You know the end of the meditation, the mind journey, whether it's somebody. So go through the clouds and use your imagination. That's fine. It's not, you know, I always say you have to be wrong in order to be right. So I don't like to put a judgment on it, but what's good it works for you will not work for somebody else. But every one of us had that childhood experience where we look up at the clouds and we pretend we see things. Go start with that. And the thing which is really important, and I don't think you've done this, you haven't done this every day, have you? It hasn't been.
No, I haven't.
Because I feel it. I feel there's a break. So, and that's why I told you, because when you do it.
I think I get frustrated. Like I said, I get frustrated because I didn't feel like I was doing it right.
Right, and then you stop for 2 days.
So yeah, exactly.
You got to be consistent because the energy builds up and the awareness starts building up. Now, you can do it one day and then go back to the lesson and repeat it the second day. That's fine. But as long as you stay in that space one day after the other for 28 days, it's really, really important. So try it again, sweetheart. Try it again. And from that point of view, it's like a fantasy point of view, a little kid's mind. Do it that way and see how it works for you.
Okay.
And then write on Facebook. If any problems, just write me on Facebook on the school page. So I check that every day. All right?
Okay. Thank you.
All right, honey. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
And James, we have a lot of people on Facebook who are loving the song you did. Do you remember the song, You're Never Alone?
OMG. I sang that on the camera, didn't I?
You did.
And you put that on the course, didn't you?
I did.
That was supposed to be there for anyone. That was a private moment.
No, it was supposed to. So people really loved it. And if you're wondering if we can make it an MP3, and we can do that. So we'll send you a download.
We can definitely do that. Yeah. It's Stephen Sondheim. It's from Into the Woods. And I use a good friend is Bernadette Peters, a Broadway actress and singer. And when she first sang that, and I was like, wow. And the words in that, Stephen Sondheim, by the way, as a composer, I think, you know, he's a medium. I think a lot of composers and artists, creative people are mediums. They bring that the creative energy. And he does it with words and music. So that song to me is so true. And I'll actually do that in some of my meetings, events I do at the end of it. I surprise the audience when I sing that because the words are indelibly true. No one is ever alone. And people make mistakes, and they're not aware of the mistakes, the way your parents or friends, they don't know how they behave. They don't know why. And like I said before, everybody has a history, and that's what we're meeting. When we first meet them, we're meeting their history. So we got to be mindful of that. And so, yeah, it's good. Yes, we definitely can make an MP3. No problem.
Awesome. You're a man of many talents.
Yeah, and then people are going to throw it all over the Internet, next to the National Enquirer, but that's all right. Okay.
So we will send it to everyone in the course. It might take us a little while, but we'll get it to you. Just don't share it.
Wow, that's so funny. That video is up there. Yes. Okay, Emily.
You sad.
Yeah. No, it's fine.
Okay, let's go to the name is coming up as Shelly at 603-505.
Hi there.
Shelly. Hi, Shelly. How are you?
Good. How are you? I just saw you the other day.
In New Hampshire, right?
Yes. I'm wondering about forgiving yourself. I have a hard time with that. Like, I have a lot of guilt about, you know, like if I did something wrong, but it wasn't really that big of a deal, but I just don't ever let it go.
What is it teaching you?
Not to do the wrong thing.
So why are you holding on to it? Because remember that you're a soul.
I don't know. I'm a guilty person.
Well, that's not, you know, that you don't need to play that role anymore. You really don't. That doesn't get you anywhere. That gets you stuck, right? So it gets you stuck in the past. And every one of us is a soul having a human experience. So remember, this is our schoolroom down here. And if you could just realize that the past is the past, the future is yet to be, we learn from our past, and that's gone. That's no longer. We don't have that anymore. The future is yet to be, so why waste the energy worrying about the future? So all you have is this moment right now. This moment, you can control this moment. You're aware of this moment. There's no reason why you have to carry on the old behaviors, old patterns, because they're not serving you in the present moment. They did for the past, but you're no longer the past. You're no longer that person from the past. You're very different than you were yesterday and last year. So it's a very different thing. So you don't need those old patterns. Sometimes we hold on to those things as we think in some way in that human mind that they're survival techniques, that we've gotten through that behavior, that way of thinking, but you no longer need that. So, you know, you might want to write down the actual behavior, or whether it's resentment or guilt, and again, why are you holding on to what purpose is serving? That I always like to write things down, and it comes to you in a different way. It's like, wow, why am I holding it? Here is why I'm holding on to it. Wow, I never thought of that before. So that might help you. Please, you no longer need the past.
Okay, right? Great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Renard.
And thank you for the other.
Oh, you're welcome. You're very welcome. Nice to see you.
Yeah. Nice to see you, too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Let's go to 413-387 is what's coming up.
Hi, James.
Hi.
Are you there?
I am here. Who's this?
Oh, this is Mary.
Hi, Mary. Where are you calling from?
I'm in Massachusetts, Northampton.
Well, Mary, I'm so sorry for you because I just drove in that Massachusetts Turnpike last week, and boy, that was a whole different experience in my life. It was crazy.
I understand.
Yes, it was pretty insane.
One of the things I just wanted to say quickly was this course was rather profound, and I appreciate that you put it together for us. Weeks 2 and 3 were the most difficult, and I found myself actually having to spend a couple of days on certain segments.
Yeah,
but the thing that really surprised me, and it's been very, very helpful, what really surprised me, you said that spirit can connect with us through dreams at some point.
Totally.
And I was a teenager when my father died 55 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Never any contact with him in dreams, but I had been aware through his odor that he was with me about 30 years ago, helping me.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, I had a dream one night, and about the beginning of week three, I saw him clear as a bell, as if he was 40 years old.
Mm-hmm.
We approached each other, and he hugged me.
Wow.
How significant is that hug? To me, it feels extremely significant.
Oh, it's very real. It's there, so you experience it. And you know, I'm getting chills here. So I'm getting very emotional, so I know this is very real. That's my reaction. So, number one, when you start working on yourself, which is what this course is, and congratulations for taking this, and God bless you. Good on you for doing it. It's really, really great. And as you
take
care of yourself, you open up that aspect of love of self. Not only are you opening up your mind to it, you're expanding your mind. You're expanding your soul self, if you will. And in a way, you're opening up that atmosphere around you, so it's easier then to link in with the spirit world and those who love you, the bonds of love that they have. You can experience that because you're opening up your mind to a neutral space. You're letting go of judgments. You're releasing old patterns, old ways of behavior. So in this course, when you get to that point, and it's different for each person, depending on what they're holding on to, you will be able to be aware of spirit. You'll be able to be aware of that emotional connection you have with a parent, with a friend, with a relative, with an animal. And that's what this course also does. So very good, Mary. I think you'd be perfect for my mediumship course on the school page. I have an 8-week mediumship course, and that would just expand your whole awareness and your consciousness, and you'll be able to connect with spirit easier. So
That would be very interesting.
I think it'd really be a great candidate. I think a lot of people in this course would be great for that. So at the end of this phone call, I'm going to give you a code to use for the course if you're interested in taking it, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
By the way,
before he hugged me, he said, I wasn't sure that you could find me.
Oh, wow.
That's what he said to me.
You opened up that light, and that light, it's like a beacon of light, and you know, he's attracted that light. And, you know, this is a great opportunity for you to be with him and be open to it, not be in judgment, you know, not be in conflict. And, you know, we help those on the other side as well. It's not like they do everything and they know everything. It's not true. They work and they learn from our lessons, how we behave down here in situations. We teach them as well. So I think as you've been working on yourself and discovering aspects of yourself, he's really proud because he didn't do that when he was alive, but he can do it through you.
He seems proud. And when I was 13 years old, I saw his entire funeral when I was laying in bed at night, and he didn't die for 4 years. He wasn't even sick.
So I'm pushing you to take the mediumship course.
I will do that.
All right, honey. I'll give the code at the end of the call. I'll give everybody the code to do that so everybody here can take the mediumship or psychic course. So it's perfect.
Thanks so much, Mary.
God bless you.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Wow, amazing.
Okay.
Amazing.
Yeah, and James, someone on the Facebook page also was asking if it's true that you need a spirit guide to connect with loved ones on the other side. Is that...
Okay, so the way it works is that you don't need a spirit guide directly. There are guides for every single person, and there are different types of guides. I also talk about this in depth, and I don't know if you remember this, Emily. There's a lesson about guides on the mediumship course. I actually do a trance demonstration where two of my guides come through, two or three of them come through. Do you remember when we did that?
I remember that. That was pretty incredible.
Yeah. Pretty incredible. That's in the mediumship course. So you don't need a guide that you're aware of the guide that's bringing in the spirit, that's making that contact with your loved one. But they are there helping the spirit and also helping you, if you will, to bring that energy in. So they're doing it without you even being aware of it. You can be aware of them, but you don't necessarily need to be aware of them. They are there, though. They are there helping.
Okay, awesome. That was Beverly. So, Beverly, you don't need a guide.
There you go, Beverly.
Okay, let me be your guide,
Beverly. I'll be the living guide. Here we go.
All right, let's go to 970-774.
Not sure where that is.
It is in Colorado. This is Adele.
It's Adele?
Adele, and
Adele.
I have...
Hi, Adele. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. I certainly enjoyed your books and the class. And my question also has to do with dreams. We started on a project a year ago, and the price got quite a bit higher than what we wanted to do, felt comfortable doing. And I've been having dreams from...
I'm sorry, I missed that. What was the first part you said?
I started on a project. We started on a project, and the price of the project was higher than...
Okay, like a house project or
a senior living community that
okay.
The project went up to $5 million.
Oh, God. Okay, got it.
But I have been having dreams from my ancestors that keep encouraging me to do this. Do they ever lead us in the wrong directions?
I'm telling you right now, they will influence you and help you the best they can, but, and they will do that, but what's right for them might not be right for you. So in this course, remember we talk about what you're finding your soul. Use your imagination to find your soul, whatever that means to you, that feeling. The soul's language is intuition. And you're very, very intuitive. You're very psychic. So there's obviously, I think, a conflict between what you feel from them and what you're feeling inside you. I think you're a very common sense kind of person. And I think your intuition is really excellent, and I think you should go with that. And if that means stopping the project and selling to someone else to finish it, go for it. Why not? I think you've got to follow your intuition. You won't disrespect the ancestors or your family members. You have to go what you feel is correct for you. And we might not know why it feels that way right now. And everything's pointing to, I got to do this, I got to please these people. But it might not be right for your soul. So you really have to listen to that intuition. Now let the intuition be your guide. Did you take the psychic course yet with me?
No, I haven't. I just came across one of your books 2 months ago and have read several of them in this time period.
Okay, well, the intuition course is something you should look into. And I just want you to go more with your intuition. That's because you're really strong there. Don't deny it.
Okay. Well,
you know what I mean?
I feel that this whole project was something that was beyond me from the beginning, and it's like I'm just getting this affirmation to keep working on it.
And whatever you feel will help you. And what are you learning from the project? You're learning things about yourself. You're learning how to say no. You're learning boundaries. You're learning maybe to listen to yourself. So that's really important that you pay attention. What is the lesson of this? Whether it's built or not. What is a lesson that you're learning about yourself and about other people, how to deal with other people? So look at the lessons, and not judging them, but just feeling what's right. What am I learning here? Because you're learning some valuable lessons about this. You know?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, Adele. Thank you, sweetheart. Okay, Emily. Wow. Great.
Lots of great questions.
Great questions. Very good. I hope everyone's enjoying them. I am.
Let's go to 480-365.
That sounds like Phoenix, Arizona.
I am in Scottsdale, James.
Oh,
this is Carol Ann.
Hi, Carol Ann. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. Were you at the Celebrity Theater when I was there?
I was.
I thought so. I thought
so. It's a great place.
That was a great event. That was a great demonstration. I remember that.
Yep. Really good.
Yeah.
So I have a good question for you. I think it's good.
Okay. Have you been working every day on the course?
I did.
Okay. Are you finished
I did
now?
It all. I am finished now.
Good girl.
I also am partway through the mediumship. Unfortunately, I started it when my husband passed away, so I stopped that. I'm going to pick that back up.
Unfortunately, that was probably perfect timing. Wow.
Well, now is the time to do it. Yeah.
Okay. Good.
I couldn't work on it then because I was so into grief.
Of course.
Can't do much of nothing.
That's correct.
You gotta
honor it, yep.
Right. So in the meantime, I have kind of followed you for a very long time from afar.
Right.
For many years, and I've watched your journey, and I've been looking for that one person to work with as you did.
Yes.
So, how do you find that person who really helps kind of move you along the journey? I've taken so many courses. By now, you'd think I was a super soul over here. I know that I've got the... Well, and, you know, it's funny. My sister said that. I know I have the ability to channel. if I ask my husband to come to me in my dreams, he does. My dogs see him.
Aaron, let me stop you right here because you're so in your head. You know, you're so in the human mind. You know, and it's a, you really are very intuitive, very mediumistic, but you're in that head space of the human. So let me ask you this. What is your goal? Do you want to be a medium? Do you want to be a healer? Do you want to be a psychic? What is your goal? That's the first step.
I would like to be a psychic and a medium. I think they kind of go hand in hand.
I'm going to throw you into the mediumship course. So we just started.
Okay.
And I'm going to suggest, and I really would love you to do it, but I'm not forcing you. I'm just putting it out there. There's a medium from the UK named Lynn Probert, and she's coming to Encinitas, California, where I live, in San Diego. And we're doing a five-day workshop where it's 9 to 5, intensive mediumship exercises. It's open to people just starting. It's not advanced. But it's a progressive, so the first day, you know, we progress from first day to second.
Right.
And we do a lot of mediumship exercises. I think that would be perfect for you. And you'd also meet other people in that class who I think there's several coming from the Phoenix area. And you'll meet people in like minds, and you'll have certain exercises beyond the course that I have, because the course is an eight-week course that I have online. But in person, there'll be different aspects that you might look into and experience with Lynn and myself, and that's what I'm suggesting you do. That's just for you.
Perfect. Perfect, because when I found out you lived in that area, my husband and I had just bought a home in Newport. I was just so elated. I was so close to you. And then, you know, fortunately, I rented the house because I couldn't go back there.
But you're getting signs everywhere. You're getting signs everywhere, Carolyn. Everywhere you're getting signs. So that shows you're very mediumistic. You're very in tune to spirit. And you just need to learn how to condition yourself to receive and surrender your mind so the spirit people, your guides, can come to you, and you know when they're there, and it's almost like putting the human brain to the human mind to the side and opening up your soul self and letting spirit come through. So the course is perfect for you, the five-day. I hope you can take
perfect.
It. Would you write on the page if you're going to come? I think it's May 23rd.
Yes, when is the... I'm sorry?
May 23rd, I think it starts.
Of this month?
Yeah, this month. Yep.
Oh, I have a niece who's graduating.
I'm just throwing it out there. Look on the website and see if you can make it.
Okay. I will. I'm sure you'll have another one.
If you can work it out, you can do it. I mean, I'm not, you know, I'll do it once a year. I don't do it all the time, so. But it'd be
okay.
All right, honey?
All right.
Thank you, Carolyn.
Okay,
sweetie. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye, honey.
Bye.
Well,
okay.
It's amazing what comes through for people, for everybody that's listening. I mean, it's really good because a lot of people might be very mediumistic or psychic, so it's good. Okay.
Yeah, we're not too far from Phoenix either.
We're not that far. It's a 45-minute plane ride. I do it all the time. So it's good.
And Phoenix is a great place to visit,
too. My biggest fan base is Phoenix. My biggest fan base is Phoenix, Scottsdale area. That's the number one fan base I have. Number two is L.A. Number three is New York. So it's pretty interesting. Yeah.
Same. Okay, let's go to 804-874. Hi, James.
Hi, who's this?
This is Sandy Ward from Richmond, Virginia.
Hi, Sandy Ward from Richmond, Virginia. How are you?
Great. How are you? Great to
talk great.
To you. We've been touching base here and there on your radio show or Facebook or other places, so it's been kind of nice to have your support almost the whole course. I wanted to let you know that I know you didn't want that song out there, but that song was amazing.
Did you enjoy it?
And I felt the love. The song that you sang at the end of our course
No One Is Alone
was amazing, was healing. I could feel like your love just wash over us. And I wanted you to know that my family members that have been distant, that I wrote the segment that you had about forgiving others.
Yes.
And you had us write the negative, the positive, all that.
Yeah.
And to forgive so we can go on and we can forgive ourselves.
Yeah.
The last couple of weeks, towards the end of these courses, people in my family, my siblings, I come from a big family of 10, have been contacting me.
Of course.
Wanting to know how I'm doing, touch base, haven't touched base since my father died in November.
Uh-huh.
So I just wanted to thank you because that just opened up the energy.
four.
Sandy, I love you. You're so sweet, Sandy. I love you. You're so sweet. And thank you. Exactly right. I was writing down next to your name because I write everyone's name down. And the forgiveness, like I said in the chorus, it really does open up the space and the atmosphere for others to get it. And it's really important, and everyone will know this, in your life when you release the hold on things. Like for me, for instance, I was holding on to some things with people, and it's like, I had to forgive them. I had to just release it, let it go, give it to the universe. 2 days later, they start calling me and saying, exactly like you, how are you, and all that. When you release the grip on it, you give it more space for it to creation, to grow, to expand. So good on you. Good for you. That's great.
Thank you. I've been doing your mediumship course, and I had to stop for the 28-day course, and I was really sad about it because I didn't want to start that other 28-day course. I'm like, no. But I realized there was no way that I can go on with my mediumship until I forgive others on Earth now.
So number one, you're very ascended here. You're a very bright soul. You're very enlightened, and that's very true for everyone listening. Thank you very much, Sandy, because you have to cleanse the space around you in order to expand and evolve. So not perfect. If you're going to do the mediumship course, you have to have a great foundation to start, and you have to have a clean. You've got to come to it clean, clear. You can't go into it with dirty hands. So you got to make sure that if you want to be a vessel for love and for spirit, you have to be clean. You got to be neutral. You have to really work on the forgiveness. I think that affects your mediumship. That'll affect your interaction with people in everyday life. So good for you, Sandy. Yeah, you did the right thing. You can go back to the mediumship course. Start the mediumship course lesson one. Go back to lesson one, lesson two. You can repeat that.
Okay, I'm actually on lesson seven, and I just finished about 40 minutes before you started tonight on the conference call.
How do you like the mediumship course? How are you enjoying it?
Oh, I am enjoying it, and I feel like I've already, a lot of it I've done on my life, just didn't know the formal words, the verbiage that I've given all in light and working white light and gold. And I started since November working like in gold light. I always used to. Anytime I meditated, it was always in white light. And I didn't realize
that. Gold is the highest one there is. Gold is the highest essence, the vibration, gold.
I never knew that.
For any spiritual work, for protection, gold is the best. Gold is the highest.
Yeah. Thank you for your love and your support.
Thank you, Sandy. You're a sweetie. I hope to meet you someday.
All righty. Take care. Love you.
Okay. Bye, honey.
Okay, well, James,
thank you, everybody, for your
people.
Love. Such loving people on this call. My God, I'm going to cry.
Aw. There's quite a few people, James, on the Facebook page who are still asking about forgiveness. So Margaret has a question saying, what if you've let things go, but then your family keeps attacking you about what you have let go? I think she means forgiveness.
Well, when you release something, it's an aspect of when you release something, and family is the hardest. Number one, family is the hardest lessons you're going to learn are from your family members. So remember that. That's also the most incredible lessons that you'll grow with. So when there's forgiveness, and we put ourselves in that dynamic before we come back to the physical life and the human world, we really sit with other souls, our family members, and the spirit side of life and say, you're going to be in this role this lifetime, and you're going to do this in this lifetime, and I got to learn about compassion, I got to learn about patience, I got to learn about forgiveness. So the thing is, when you can't forgive, when they come back at you, just neutralize it. What other people think of you is none of your business. Okay, and it is what it is, and that's all that it is. So why are they reacting? How they're reacting shouldn't affect you. That's just who they are. And that shouldn't really, you know, sometimes you're just going to say, that's unacceptable. I've done that with my family members. There's some I will not speak to because it's like, that behavior is unacceptable. It doesn't mean I don't love them or forgive them, but I don't need to be around that. Which is not empowering me. That which is not empowering me and encouraging me, I don't need that. And a lot of people in this course will find as they transform that the world's going to be very, very different. And it's almost like the universe sends these, I don't want to say attacks, but situations where you have to make sure that it's testing you to see if you are walking your talk, if you're walking your talk. So if you can neutralize those feelings that, you know, it is what it is, what they say to me, who they are, what they're saying, doesn't identify who I am. I'm very different. Maybe that's what they think, but that's their stuff, not my stuff. So a lot of people, especially family members, will project their stuff on you. Remember, it's their stuff, not your stuff. So it's nothing for you to do with it. Just see them for who they are. And I'm going back to the other caller where I talked about stop, pause, don't have a knee-jerk reaction, stop, pause, take a few breaths, and be objective. Why are they behaving like that? What energy are they dealing with? So that's the best way to look at it.
I love that.
Yeah, I know. We everybody use that. We can use everybody. Me too. It's all the same.
Yeah, and I think everyone has crazy family members, right?
Everybody has crazy family members, but the crazier ones are the ones you learn from the most. I mean, that's really true. The more intense they are, you're going to pick family members who are very opposite yourself, because that's how you'll grow. That's how you'll learn. And again, we shouldn't judge them, because what do they? They don't know any better. You know, when I started doing mediumship, I had family members and friends who thought I was crazy. I said, well, that's fine. That's your opinion. That's not who I am. I am who I am. That's all that I am. But I'm not going to make you wrong because of your belief system or that's who you are. That's fine for you. But, you know, recently on a plane ride, I came back last Sunday from New York to California, and there was a guy sitting next to me, and he's a total skeptic. He goes, you really think you can talk to dead people? And I said, well, that's who I am. He goes, yeah, I don't know about that, because blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, that's my life experience. So you don't know. You've never had the experience. So how can you judge without the experience? But I know who I am. And everybody in a family dynamic, we're constantly learning from each other. So the best thing is don't judge them. See them for who they are. Where they're at is where they're at, and it doesn't define us. Okay?
Love it. Okay. Let's go to 312-898.
Oh, hi.
Chicago. Midwest.
Yes, this is Susan. How are you?
Susan?
Yes.
Hi, Susan. I'm going to be in Chicago in June. Are you going to come over to the
Yeah, I'm shop? Already signed up. Paid for it, and I'm going to be there for the whole 3 days.
Okay, great. And I don't know if you know about the certification course. Did you take a certification course?
Yeah, I've taken every single one of your classes except for the mediumship one. I just haven't been able to afford that one yet.
Okay, so the certification course was the psychic or intuition one. I'm going to do a free...
Right, I did the intuition one.
Great, so you have the certification for that?
Yes, yeah.
Great, so you can come to the free... I'm going to do on top of those other 3 days in Chicago in June, I'm doing a free one just for certification students. So,
right. I've been chatting with a lot of different, and we were the first group of people that did the psychic class. I was one of those. And, you know, I'm Facebook buddies with a lot of people that were in that class.
Yay!
So, yeah, we're all wondering when it's going to be.
It'll be in June. I'll let you know. Probably this end of this week we'll have a notice up on the website. But we got the venue. We have the room for it. So it'll be around that time that I'm doing that other workshop. It'll be my own workshop.
Is it going to be out at the Q Center?
Yeah, at the Q Center. It's going to be at the Q Center.
Okay.
Exactly right. It'll be one of the rooms of the Q Center. And we'll put it up on Facebook. Well, we're going to email all the certification students so they know.
Okay. Good. Well, I'll look for that. I really, really enjoyed this 28-day transformation class. And like the lady who was the first caller who said that she felt kind of depressed.
Yes.
I too had an experience like that. You know, it was just like going into Mother's Day was kind of a big letdown after the great 28 days. But, and I really enjoyed doing all the exercises. And, you know, when I get them done, I would just feel great. I'd feel happy and up and expanded and all that sort of thing. And the one exercise that really stuck with me was the reception room exercise where you know, I really got into it, and you know, when I had to experience the pain I had caused other people, that part of the exercise.
Keep on going. I got you. I'm with you.
Okay.
I'm with you.
Well, no,
that's a hard one.
It was terrifying.
It was hard, right?
Oh, my God. It was horribly terrifying. You know, and, you know, since I've done all that, I have, like, little tiny things coming up. Like, some person who hurt me or commented to me something who I don't even remember their name.
Yeah.
But their face and the situation popped up, and it's like, oh, yeah, okay, I forgive that. You know, don't need to carry that anymore. But I don't know, that reception room exercise just really stuck with me. It was full body, like, pain. It was unreal.
The first step in healing is awareness. That exercise is to make everyone aware. That's number one. And then see how your energy affected other people, how they affected you. And again, what you're holding on to, what you have to let go of. Because if you don't hold on to it, it definitely affects the patterns of our current life. Our decisions, our choices, how we treat other people. And really, because we're magnets, and the universe will give you exactly what you're putting out there, what you're showing that you'll receive. So in negativity, not being able to forgive, you'll get that back in your life. And it'll be unbalanced. It won't be progressive. You'll be held back. So you're releasing the old part of you, which is everybody in the chorus, I'm hoping, is releasing that old part. Transformation is, and it's an awareness, it's a reflection, it's nothing judging, you're not a bad person, you're just now more aware of certain ways that your thoughts are real things, the energy. So you're mindful now. So really what the chorus is doing, it's making everyone more mindful, and that's what the goal is, to be mindful of your thoughts, your actions.
That was the experience that I'm having, is before I do or say something, it actually crosses my mind.
Perfect. You're not a walking zombie anymore. Like, you know, a lot of people, the spirit people say, you humans are like the walking dead. But the dead, we're disrespectful because the dead are more alive than you are. Because we're so interested in going 9 to 5, walking right in front of us, and we pay no attention to the world beside us and around us and how we affect. So good for you. Good for you.
I do have a question about that. If doing that exercise and experiencing, you know, like we're supposed to experience when we pass, does that exercise or, I mean, do,
life
do does it, re, yeah, for the life review, does it help us with our real life review?
Yes, because you're
or are
aware.
We gonna
you're aware
are we
now.
Gonna okay.
Because
so the things I've already
review,
experienced pain for, I may not have to experience.
No, because number one, you're aware of it. And if you send a thought of forgiveness, I'm sorry I did that, I'm more aware now, then it's gone. It's not there. So when you pass over and you see something, you'll see the experience and the scenario in your life 30 years ago, 20 years ago, and you'll see that part, but you've forgiven it. You've asked for help. You sent love.
Yeah.
Love is the number one healing force. So you sent it with love.
I'm in my 60s, and I've been doing this kind of work since
love
I was in my 20s. Yeah. Well, that's
love
good.
Love neutralizes.
Yeah.
That's all you got to do.
Yeah. Well, I figured out what my major lessons were, and it was really so simple. So,
what was it?
Well, my major lesson in some of the things I've experienced is I had to learn to go through an estrangement, let's say, with my son.
Releasing.
Well, I have to go through that.
Yeah.
And I have to still be aware that I'm a being of love. And I still have to act in love. I'm not going to become hard and bitter.
No, you can't be resentful.
Yeah.
Who knows in a past life that you left him alone? So maybe in this
life. Yeah, I'm sure I did.
So maybe I did. Exactly. So maybe it's being balanced. Remember, we come back, we balance karmic lessons.
Yeah.
We have karmic obligations. So it's a good thing. Love is the number one healing force. Send him love and send you love.
That's what I'm doing.
Perfect.
That's exactly what I'm doing. Thank you.
Perfect.
So I love your song, too, by the way.
Oh, thank you, honey. Thank you. And I'll see you in Chicago.
Yes, I'll see you.
On Facebook. All right, I'll email you when I'm going to be there.
Okay. Excellent.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to the code at the end of the call, too. Thank you.
God bless you. Thanks, honey.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
It's so interesting because this fourth call is very different than the first three. You know, it's so different. People have moved on. People have transformed. It's such a different energy the first week, isn't it?
It is. It's a good point. It's a lot more uplifting. People feel more positive.
Yep.
Okay, let's go to 717-824.
Okay.
Hi, James. This is Kathy Hohen in New Jersey.
Hi, Kathy. New Jersey. You're kidding. I was just in New Jersey last week.
And it was freezing cold.
It was
oh, no, that's Pennsylvania. I've moved to Jersey recently.
Okay. I had to wear long johns. It was so cold. I was freezing.
You needed them. It really was cold. Today it was 76. Anyway, I don't want to waste my time with that. And I believe it was week 3 when we did the mirror. That was very profound for me, and when I guess it was the meditation that went with it. I'm getting forgetful, but when you were meditating and you had your hands out and you were supposed to feel a golden sphere in your hands,
yes,
my hands got so hot and so heavy.
Perfect.
And I mean, I could feel it getting bigger and bigger in my hand, and then we were taking the journey across the bridge, and the whole time there was someone, like I was laying on my bed, and in the crook of my arm there was someone standing there. I can't see, like, it's like almost like a shadow person, but I could see this was definitely a woman because they had a dress on with a white collar, but I can't see the faces in it.
Are you in the mediumship course? Did you take my mediumship course?
No, I haven't yet. I'm going to, though.
Yeah, I'm going to give you a code at the end because you really should, because you already have your sense of clairvoyance. So more than likely it was a guide, or it was a family member, a friend of yours, who has a resonation with you. They're connected to you, and they're probably helping you with your spiritual advancement, guiding. I feel like it's a guide. And the more you do it, the more you surrender, the easier it'll be for you to receive them.
And you know,
the feeling you should get first. Don't worry about seeing them. Number one, get the feeling of what they feel like first. That's our first step, yeah?
Yeah, and I didn't really, to tell you the truth, I didn't really want to look.
Okay, fine. That's fine.
You know, because it's a new experience. It's a very new experience.
Exactly. So that's fine. That is just perfect. That's fine.
But they were there the whole time, and I found it kind of comforting because they were like in the crook of my arm.
Yeah.
And I had all this, you know, golden balls on my hand there, and they were getting, I could feel it just getting bigger and warmer.
Wow.
And it was a wonderful experience. And then as it ended, I thought, now, wait a minute here. I'm laying on my bed, but I almost, not that I levitated off my bed, really, but it almost felt as if I did.
Your soul left your body. We leave our body all the time. So it's really, you know, awareness. Really, what it is consciousness. So your consciousness is usually out of the body more than it's in the body. So we do these meditations. We leave our body. So that's, everybody experienced that. So you're not weird.
It was the most amazing experience. I have to thank you, if for none of the rest of the course, for that, just that in particular, it was amazing.
That opened you up. That's perfect. Fabulous.
And I want to thank you for that.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. Yeah, definitely to the mediumship course if you haven't. You got to do that. That's perfect for you.
Yeah, my grandmother was a medium.
Hello. There you go.
She was a very, very profound medium.
Well, that runs in the family. It's genetic, so it's definitely your thing. If you want to do it, I mean, it's up to you, but you have the genes for it, and you have the
genes
for it, so it's up to you if you want to. But that's a good
thing. Well, I definitely at this point want to.
Yeah, great experience for you. Really great. So, you know, it's there for you whenever you want it, and congratulations. I think that's fantastic.
Thank you so much.
All right, honey. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Love you.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Okay, James, should we do one more call? It looks like time's almost up. And
oh, my gosh. Time is flying by? Oh, my gosh. I love this. Oh, okay. Well, I'll do it on Facebook, too. I'll talk to people on my Facebook page. And everybody can contact me via Facebook or I on Twitter. So I do periscoping all the time, and it's pretty funny. I bring you around different places of experiencing. So if anyone, go on my Twitter page and sign your name. That'll connect you to Periscope. I'm old.
And we also
find out these wonderful things.
And we also do periodic school conference calls for students. So we'll invite people to those just so they know. Occasionally. Okay, should we do one last call?
Well, but then I want, you know, Emily, I want to give her a code for the mediumship and my psychic course. I think everybody on this call, I mean, I don't think you'd be here. You're not here by accident. And everyone that's listening, whether you have a feeling about things, your intuition, you want to develop your intuition, or the mediumship, which a lot of you are very mediumistic, you don't have to be a professional medium, but it's a way of surrendering your mind and opening up to more energy. And since you've already done the 28-day course, I think it'd be a great foundation to continue if you choose to. So, Emily, if it's okay, at the end of this next call, I want to give people like the course and the code maybe they can take to use. Yes?
Sounds perfect. Okay.
Okay, great. Okay, next call.
Okay, the last call. Let's go to 614-531.
614. Where is that? I don't know what that is. Hello? 614.
Hello?
Hello there.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
Kanako, yo.
What is that?
Kanako. Oh, San Luis, from San Luis. Oh, my God. Thank you.
Kanako, are you Japanese?
I'm Japanese. How can
Kanako. Hi, Kanako.
Oh, wow, surprise.
Hello, Kanako. How are you?
Yay. I'm good. Thank you so much. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you doing? You doing okay?
I'm doing okay. Thank you so much for...
Does your name have a meaning, Kanako? Does it mean something in Japanese?
Yeah, Kanako means a good name child. Child of a good name or good personality, yeah.
I thought it meant light. I thought it meant light. Wow, good.
Oh, yeah, my sister has a light.
Well, Kanako, my meaning for your name is light, so I'm just going to tell you that.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh, my gosh, I'm so surprised. But thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much for all the work. Yes, I do enjoy the work. And then my question is, I'm thinking about trying this course one more time because I did it every day, but I couldn't commit as much as I wanted to.
Okay.
So
very important you commit 28 days. So you can do it again for sure. You can definitely do it again, but only do it when you can commit 5 minutes, 10 minutes to go through the lesson every, you know, for 28 days. Because as I said earlier, it's a progression. So what you learn one day will build upon the next day and build upon the next day and build upon the next day. So how this was channeled through the spirit world was they said, make sure your students do this in a progressive pattern. So I got to push that. So yes, definitely do it again and do it when you can have time to do it.
Okay. And then I love the balloon meditation.
Yeah,
and my balloon didn't take away. Then I didn't want to force it to take away. So whenever that happened, should I do one more time or just move forward, keep going?
Release it. Let it go. I would do it again. Yeah. Try it again. And, you know, if you do it a second time, there's different, maybe different aspects will come up or different parts that you didn't see the first time. So for everybody, it's good to have this course. You can do it over and over again. Again, the commitment is important to get the most out of it. But I would try it again and just see what happens. Again, no judgment, just experience it. Yeah?
Okay.
Just experience it. And I'm going to say something to you, sweetheart, which everybody, I would say, whenever we go through things, and this is true in life too, have no expectations. Have no expectations. If we have expectations with other people in our lives or other situations, we're setting ourselves up for disappointments.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, I pick up a lot of that with you, but I need a lot of people on the call here. Everybody has certain expectations. But if we could manage our expectations, we won't be disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It is, and that's all that it is, right? It is what it is, and that's all that it is.
I completely understand. Yeah, that's something that I need to work on, yeah.
And, you know, this last week was about the light, that we are the light, we're the beings of light. And everybody, it's true for everybody here, we are light. Light is illumination, and it lights up the darkness or shadows or things that we've looked at before that have affected us. Now we're bringing it into the light. We're bringing luminosity. We're bringing awareness. We're bringing a sense of mindfulness and seeing it for what it is, not being judgmental, just seeing it for where it comes from. I think you're doing a great job. Yeah, I think you're doing a great, great job, honey.
Thank you.
You're very much a healer. You have a lot of healing energy around you. So
I don't know
if you've done healing work before or something you want to get involved in, but I will tell you right now, you have beautiful lights, green lights around. When I see green light around someone, it's very healing. So I would definitely, if you feel right with the healing aspects, you should.
I'm a teacher.
You're a teacher. Fabulous. Well, a healer. Good for you.
Yeah,
that's your passion.
Yeah. That's what I try to do always. Yeah.
Good girl.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate all the your YouTube videos too. That's how I get to know you.
Oh, the YouTube videos. Yes, a lot of people have been watching the YouTube videos. It's very well.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you, sweetheart. Appreciate you calling. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much.
Okay,
talk to you soon.
Emily, it's
so exciting.
The YouTube videos. A lot of people will find me up on the YouTube videos. I have a YouTube channel, so if people want to know that, I do have a YouTube channel. So a lot of meditations are there and so forth. But for everybody that's listening, I want to invite you to go to the mediumship 8-week course or the psychic 8-week course in the school if you want to, if you feel a connection there. I do meditations. Again, I give you homework. It's 8 weeks. So it's not 28 days. It's 8 weeks. So you register on the JVP School of Mystical Arts, and I want to give you a code for you to 20%. Can that be 20%, Emily? 20% off?
Yeah, so 20% off.
20% off. Okay. Well, the 20% off. And what code do you have that you came up with for them?
So the code is I am blessed, and it's all lowercase.
Hmm.
So and no spaces. So IAMBLESSED, and we'll send it to all of you as well with the on-demand download of this call. And it's good through Monday.
Okay.
So if you're interested in taking either or even both courses, you can sign up, and that's been our lowest price ever. So we're lowering it again.
I don't even know how much it is, but I trust you, Emily. I'm not good with money, but I am blessed. Is it all lowercase? I am blessed?
I am blessed, all lowercase. And it's actually, they're both certifications, James, but we've talked about before that they're very, even though they're intensive, they also do apply to, you know, for anyone who wants to do mediumship on the side or to do more to strengthen their intuition and psychic ability. So it's kind of an all-around course, and the last lesson for each of them does relate to more business stuff, but it can also apply to just your life and marketing yourself and
marketing.
And that sort of stuff.
Yeah, I did a lot of things with marketing and how you can promote yourself in any business that you're in. And I think I'm going to start doing corporate work where I go and I'm actually starting to teach intuition to corporations. And when we ever rely on our intuition, we're so much better off because that's soul's language. So, yeah, everybody, I invite you to go to my mediumship or psychic course in the school. It'd be great. And then we'll have you on Facebook, too. I go there, and if you want to talk about it on Facebook. And this is our last conference call for this course. Is that right, Emily?
Yes. This is our last conference call specifically for this course, but we will occasionally do general conference calls for students. So we'll send everyone a notice when we do that, and you can call in just like this, and we'll take your questions.
Great. And then also I just want to remind people, if you're interested in June, I'll be in Chicago for an event, and anyone that has a certification in those two courses, I'm going to do a free day of assessing you. So I'm going to assess you, your abilities, what you're doing, working with your intuition. So if you have a certification, you're invited to do that, and that'll be on Facebook. I'll have all the information on there.
Awesome. So, yeah, the code, everyone, is I am blessed, and we'll send it to you with the on-demand.
Perfect. Well, thank you, everyone, very, very much so for being with us and sharing the space together. And I hope we'll get together again soon in some way. And, Emily, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
Okay, good night. Blessings. Bye.